Hey guys, welcome to the Whirlwind Chronicles.
Welcome in!
Welcome in!
Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
This is a D&D podcast where we roll for a new DM every week. I'm Josiah.
I'm Joe.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Alyssa. And we are a group of friends who love to play D&D together.
I would like to point something out real quick.
I still went out of order that time.
Yeah, Joe did go out of order.
I'm just trying to move on from this part.
But there's a clear order.
I know.
Okay, okay. Guys, we should keep moving on.
Okay.
The Whirlwind Chronicles.
Yes.
What is that, you may be wondering? Well, it's an episodic fantasy story.
Yes.
So think Magic Treehouse, Doctor Who.
Dragon Tales.
Dragon Tales if you want. Basically, you'll be following the same four characters that us four will be playing, as they go on adventures in all sorts of realms and universes, and we will be telling the story through the medium of tabletop role-playing games.
That's right, Laura. And we will be using Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition to tell that story. So a little bit about D&D and how it works. There are players who play specific characters, and there's a dungeon master. The players all, like I said, play a specific character, one character each. So Alyssa plays character A, let's say, and Laura plays character B, and Josiah plays character C. And then the dungeon master, in this example, me, would control everything else. I would control the bad guys that they might fight, the people that they talk to, the woman at the bake sale that they buy bread from, and everything else. I'd explain what the world looks like. I ref, basically, and explain outcomes of things. Everything else is controlled by the Dungeon Master. And through this game, we will be rolling dice that impact that story. So nobody actually knows how the thing's going to end. The Dungeon Master might have some plans, but those can all be changed based on dice rolls. So maybe Alyssa decides her character wants to try and climb a building, the side of a building. She might roll a dice, and based on that dice roll and how high it is or how low it is, might trigger a different outcome, and the dungeon master would determine that outcome. So he would say, okay, well, you rolled a 17, that's pretty good, you climbed the building, or you rolled a 2, that's pretty bad, you tried to climb the building and you fell down. So that's basically how Dungeons and Dragons work. So you're gonna hear us roll a lot of dice, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess
we're
good,
doing
a good
this
summary.
Yeah, but we're doing this a little bit differently because, like Josiah said at the beginning, we roll for a new DM every week. Alyssa's going to talk about that a little bit more later, but I do want to give this little caveat just so you know. We often homebrew things. We like to smudge the rules. So if you're like a diehard D&D fan, just go into this podcast aware of that.
We're correct and you're wrong. Yep.
Well, no.
You're wrong.
Please don't come for
you're
us.
You're wrong.
I will say.
Fight me in the comments.
That's audience engagement for you right there.
There you go.
Every DM has their own style.
Right.
And also each person in this room has a different experience level of DMing. So it's going to change from episode to episode. And we all are sort of like improv-ing, just trusting each other to tell a story. So sometimes that means the rules get smudged. And that's okay.
Yeah. So don't listen to this podcast with a player's handbook in your hand.
Yes, sure.
Put that away.
Put it away.
If you know what that is.
We won't need that here.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, we've been playing D&D together for a couple of years. And I think more than any other aspect of the game, we've really enjoyed the creative storytelling part of it. I think we can all agree there. And this project here is an opportunity for us to do that a little bit more and stretch ourselves to new creative lengths, heights.
In
different creative directions, you
yes,
know we're
absolutely.
And we'll talk more about this later. We're gonna do a lot of improv, and so it's just a new way for us to force ourselves
muscles.
To be creative on the fly.
Mm-hmm,
and it could be like hilariously chaotic, or it could just end up being not so chaotic and we could be in very mundane situations, and then we'll just have to see how entertaining that can become.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Full rage.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and we all just love playing D&D together. That's why we even started this podcast. We have a great time. We get to hang out. It's a lot of fun.
We've been playing for what, 2+ years?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's been a while.
No, it's been
three.
More than it's yeah, yeah. At this point it's been almost 3.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, wild.
So we do things a little differently than a regular D&D game. We, instead of having just one DM for an entire campaign or story, we are going to have everybody switch off. So each episode will have a different DM. You will never listen back to back episodes that will have the same DM. And we'll tell you more about how that happens in a minute.
That's right.
Take it away, Joe.
Yeah. So the Whirlwind Chronicles, the Whirlwind Chronicles is a chance for us to play, you know, the same characters every week that we love very much, but also improvise everything else because we're busy, busy bees and we don't have time. Normally, Dungeons and Dragons DMs, Dungeon Masters, prep for, you know, sometimes hours, sometimes days to come up with a good story and campaign for their players to play, but we don't got time because we're busy bees. So we improvise everything. We're going to improvise who the DM is every week by rolling a dice to see who it is, and we are going to roll for the genre and the hook of every episode as well, just to give the DM a little bit more of, you know, an angle of what they have to come up with. But everything else is improvised and off the dome. So, you know, that's going to be fun. It's yes. very exciting.
Yes. Yep. You know, the show's going to be like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get.
Wow. Sure, yeah.
Someone said that once.
Said that once. Anyway, yeah, if you follow along from the beginning, you will get to watch our characters face a whole range of different challenges. Maybe there's like a wanted criminal in a local town. Ooh. Out west, maybe, and there's a bounty on their head, and we have to bring them in to collect the bounty.
Oh.
Maybe we have to rob like a really big bank, and there's like a huge bank heist.
Okay,
or maybe
we're basically just cowboys.
A dragon. Maybe there's a dragon terrorizing a local village, and we have to sneak into his lair and steal a magical gem that will somehow help the village. I don't know.
And just because we're switching up genres and stuff too, it could range. It could be like we're in the Wild West.
Yeah.
We're in outer space.
Yep.
We're in cyberpunk land.
Cyberpunk land is my favorite theme park.
Cyberpunk
land.
That's good.
Yeah, so like we've said, you know, at the top of every episode, you will hear us roll dice to determine the genre and hook from a random table that we've generated. And the DM, we will also roll for the DM. And then after that, the DM gets about 10 minutes to prep, which if you've played Dungeons & Dragons before, you know that's basically no time at all. So it makes it a really exciting episode.
Yeah. All right, so where do you go from here?
I don't know.
She's about to tell you.
I'm going to tell you right now. We have a prologue episode that basically sets up who our characters are and the history behind how our adventures started. So it's a great place to start to get to know us as players, to get to know our characters. For any of you experienced D&D players out there, it is our session zero.
Between every episode, we call them chapters, and we'll be releasing chapters every other Monday. Between each chapter, we'll also be releasing what we call bunker episodes. And this is basically the four of us talking about what chapter just came before. So we'll be talking about the process of maybe coming up with that idea and what we thought might have happened and then where it turned into, because it's so improvised. Like, oftentimes we end an episode and go, oh my gosh, like we did not expect it to go that way. So our bunker episodes are basically us being able to talk about that, and you know, we talk more in depth about the choices that we made and all that stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. So come on, give it a listen.
Oh, okay.
And if you like what you hear.
Alyssa was like, don't have to tell me.
Come on.
Well.
Give it a listen.
Yeah.
And if you like what you hear, consider subscribing, supporting, sharing, all that good stuff.
We are so excited to share our love of D&D and our love of storytelling with you all.
Also, we would love to hear from you guys. So if you would like to, we are on YouTube. We are on Instagram at The Whirlwind Chronicles. You could also email us at whirlwindchronicles@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, get some questions.
Yeah,
or
send us
answers.
A genre or hook idea.
Yeah, do whatever. Yeah.
Welcome in.
Welcome in.
Welcome in.
Welcome.
Are you not going
to? And cut.
The bookstore.